Hey, you. How you been? How your mom and him? Well, you know, I'm just hanging out. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Yeah, girl, Squarespace is the easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store for you, your cousins, Sinead, and all your ideas. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and incredible 24/7 customer support. So try Squarespace at squarespace.com and enter offer code READ at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful, and tell your grandma I said hi. Now let's get the show started. Stop right now. Thank you very much. I need me a nigga with a human touch.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, you. Always chasing cash. Gotta slow down, nigga. Gotta shake that ass.
I love how theatrical you get with it, friend.
Do you know who that was?
No.
Oh, God.
I was hoping that you wouldn't ask me that because I had a feeling it was something that I should know, but I just
don't. No, it's fine. It's actually very gay.
Oh, okay.
Who is it? Well, not really gay, but also kind of like...
Like 80s gay?
No, 90s gay. Okay. Ooh, guess.
I don't know.
Damn it.
Crystal Waters?
Oof. I mean, you went gay.
I mean, listen.
The Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty bad. I did know the Spice Girls, though, but I think maybe I only knew their singles. I didn't buy their albums, so.
I mean, I believe that, like, I remember Spice World, that really terrible movie, came out when I was in fifth grade.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, really? Fifth grade? Jesus.
You had to be grown.
I was going to say, I feel like I was about to graduate from high school.
Girl, no, you were not.
I truly think I was, though.
That does not make any sense.
I graduated at 17, though. So I was probably 15 or 16 when that came out. Yeah, and I'm like, well, I'm about 6 years older than you, right? I don't know. Whatever.
I'm Scary Spice.
Okay, and I am Posh Spice, then.
You
right?
Could just said Victoria. I think that, she's
yeah, Victoria Beckham. Oh,
career.
Right, right. Oh, but did you saw the reunion, right?
At she was
the
halfway Olympics. There.
Yeah. She
I think she gave you that point like once.
Yeah. She was like, her whatever. Heart wasn't in it.
It wasn't. You know what her heart was in? Wealth and her fine ass husband.
And yes, and her adorable kids. Like she really did win.
And babysitting the royal children.
That bitch won. Wow.
Ooh. Anyway, enough about the UK's Beyonce.
Welcome to the read. I thought that was... Never mind. The UK doesn't have a Beyonce.
What?
Beyonce is the UK's Beyonce.
You know what I meant.
Yeah, I did. Kind of. Except, you know, she can't sing. That's all I was saying. Like, that was literally the only thing.
I just meant in terms of, like... Glamour.
You have to give me a minute because I'm fucked up today on my cold medicine. I should mention that in case I sound a little funny. I woke up today feeling very much like I was not going to make it through the day. So I spent all day taking loads and loads of medications, just mixing them all together and taking them all and drinking things. And so now, yes, and now we're here. So that's it.
That was your disclaimer?
Yes. So that everybody understood. That maybe if I sound a little weird, that's why, because I don't feel so good.
All right. Well, let's, you know, love God and get through it together.
Okay.
So this week...
You love that song. I know you do.
That is the most ghetto,
it's wretched, it's growing on you, though.
Disrespectful ass shit.
I feel like you listen to it
now, let me explain something to you.
Yourself.
If you're
going
to go there... Then let's go there.
Okay.
Because Mary has always, they have been shredding that line ever since Shackles. But Shackles was fine because it gave you a nice beat. It was pop. It didn't do too much. It was just danceable. Your grandmama and them could get into it. Whatever. Fast forward to God and Me, Justice
See,
Hayes.
See, that's where I felt like God and Me started to cross the
no,
line.
No, no, no,
I
no,
didn't
no,
think
no,
the
no.
rest of it had a problem. I didn't think anything before that was bad.
No, but you see what? They set a tone with Shackles.
Okay.
Because Shackles was an old crossover gospel song.
Okay.
When Jesus say yes, they didn't say no.
Okay.
So what happened was we fast forward to God in Me, and they're just dancing to it at King of Diamonds and Magic City, and everybody's making twerk videos to it, and it's all funny. Fine, because they decided to give it this ghetto-ass 808 and shit. Okay. I love God. L-U-H, Erica.
Well,
goodbye.
I'm just saying, it's relevant. That's how the kids talk. You like it's
Erica
growing
Campbell
on you.
Ain't nobody's damn.
You
kid.
Like
Erica
it.
Erica Campbell is a grown ass woman.
I think when you're by yourself, you listen to it and you kind of talk to it just a little bit.
You
I
have
think
got
you
to be
like
out
it.
Of your goddamn mind.
It's
you know
just
what?
A good
it's
song.
The drugs talking. I suggest
you
that
can't
you keep
love
up.
Ratchet music as much as you do and not see the value in I Love God.
But guess
not
what?
You
if
who
Young
listens
Thug
to Ray
was talking about how great the Lord is on his barter 17 or whatever, I would have an issue with that.
Why?
There's some things that you just don't need to do too much.
It's
with.
Not like she's mixing being a bitch and a
I
prostitute with
her.
Loving God. The message is still one of loving God. It's just on a trap beat. Okay, fine.
It ain't.
That's fine. I'm just saying it's no worse than anything else that's being put out. At all.
When I think of trap music, I'm thinking of the Gucci.
Yes,
I'm
I know.
Of like, I don't want to be feeling like I'm supposed to be twerking or tossing a solo cup in the sky, but we're supposed to also be celebrating Jesus. No. I don't go to
okay.
motherfucking live.
That's valid.
To talk about God. Like, they don't have Bible study at motherfucking SOBs. So
right.
we're going to stay at the house.
Okay, and you can have that. That's fine.
So, do they have Bible study? They might have Bible study. That's
I know it's not Jesus' Bible, not the Christian Bible.
This week in Black Excellence, I would like to give honor to a young woman by the name of Thessalonica Arzu.
Speaking of the Bible, that is one churchy name. Amen, Thessalonica.
I believe it's a... Isn't that the name of like a city in Greece or something?
Oh, is it?
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it's.
Oh, my
Greece
bad
city.
If that wasn't like directly taken from Thessalonica.
Anyway, Thessalonica Arzu Embry, I believe, is a 16-year-old girl from North Chicago, I believe. She made headlines a few years ago when she was 11 and started college.
Okay.
Since you over here talking about you graduated 17, Mama is currently.
Oh right.
Working towards
no, and
her
that's
doctorate.
And that's perfectly fine. 11 years old and had what a bachelor's degree already. How the fuck do you even? How do you have a master's at 14? Like, what kind of next level genius is that? How have we never heard of this girl?
So she's starting a PhD program in aviation psychology.
Get the fuck.
What
does that even mean?
Psychology?
Is that like studying birds or
oh
like
my
planes?
God, she's going to be an eagle whisperer.
No, she's not.
She is going to be like the real life Princess and the Frog, princess without the racism.
How do you even understand enough about birds to
she's
get into their personalities
into the
and shit?
And be like, hey girls, I'm here. And they're going to be like,
Dr. Doolittle?
It's Thessalonica, bitch. She's back. Oh my God, girl, that's a lot of guys. I've been going through it, bitch. Where are
I
girl?
You,
sit
please.
Down. We have
I
got
can't
to talk
breathe.
About it. Anyway, so shout out to her. She's
wow,
awesome.
That's so complicated.
So pretty and just excellent.
16 and getting her doctorate. That is just wow. Amen. Congratulations.
So
at
this
16,
week,
I was nowhere near that smart. Nowhere near. Oh my God. What?
I think 16 was when I was skipping Algebra 1.
Like
9 days in a row.
I could not.
That's
I was going
true.
To tutoring for chemistry. I went to tutoring before and after school for chemistry all year long and still failed every single exam. And the teacher gave me a D out of the kindness of his heart because he saw how hard I had been working. I was that dumb.
Dumb is
just
extra.
No, I cannot. If math and science put together, nigga, fuck you.
I actually liked math and science in school. I just didn't want to do it.
No, I could not do anything more complicated than Algebra 2.
I've always had
so you were one of those kids
me to do things.
Wow.
I still, you already know.
No, I know how you are now.
But I was always just like, you know, they'd be like, oh, fill in the blanks or, you know, write in. And I'm just like, bitch, I'm not doing whatever.
But most of us learn to take direction from teachers, if not from anybody else.
I learned to take direction from my Jamaican black ass parents.
And I know your parents taught you to respect teachers. I know
I didn't
did.
Disrespect teachers. I just didn't give a fuck if they had a problem with me not doing whatever the fuck they told me to
do. Oh, okay. That sounded like
But
the
I didn't
same
do
thing.
That in a disrespectful manner. I just didn't do the work if I didn't want
well,
to.
Well, I'm not saying you cussed them out, but just sitting in class like, no, fuck you.
Oh, yeah, I never disrespected, except for one guy, but he was racist.
Oh, I had to cuss out a racist teacher, too. And she called my daddy, and my daddy came up to the school and cussed her ass out, too. And I was like, bitch, who you think I learned it from?
He got mad at me once because, ooh, I wish I could remember his name. He's probably dead now. But either way, he had told me to, like, tell my mom. No, he called my house. He just hated the fact that, A, I was a black student that was very smart, but, like, didn't really. Like, I was very, like, matter of fact about things. Yeah. Like, I didn't really pay too much attention in class because I didn't care and the work was too easy and I just really didn't invest my time in it.
So you wasn't playing the game.
Right. But then he would be like, oh, so, you know, like, he would try and, like, clock me, like, oh, well, what are we talking about? Or, oh, well, what is sedimentary, blah, whatever, anything. And I would just be like, it is this, that, the third. Thank you very much. Don't try it in here. And he hated that. Yeah. And so he called my house one day and tried to tell my mama that I didn't come to class.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And I was there. Now, when I got into my skipping class phase, that was later.
Okay.
But I was at class.
I was going to say, because we know that you had a thing.
And my mama did not know that I didn't go to class. That was later in life, though.
Okay, all
right. Either way, my mama was like, I know that your stupid black ass didn't know I was a motherfucking black. So she was on the phone with him, and she was like, oh, he did? Oh, okay, girl. All righty, I'll take care of it. And hung up, right? So she went to me and she was like, I know you did not skip class. What's the problem? She was like, he doesn't like me because I'm, like, smart and, like, halfway don't pay attention sometimes. But, like, he be trying to get me. And he's just, like, a bully. And she was like, ignore him. Like, just go there. Do your work. Ignore him. Don't worry about it. And when I went back to school, I don't know why we're telling this story still. But when I went back to school the next day, he tried to get me again. Talk about, I spoke to your mother. What did she say to you? Like, he knew that I was in trouble. She said, I said, she told me to ignore you. He kicked me out of the class and sent me to the principal's office and tried to get me suspended. And my mother had to come to the school and drag everybody. Like, I damn sure did.
So he was a white man.
Yeah.
Had to have been. Could not. He would not. No, he's not used to. No, a smart black child having, like, the nerve.
He tried to say that I stole textbooks. Like, it was, like, all of that.
I have racist teachers, too, but let's not even get started. We'll take up the whole damn show with that shit, so.
So, this week in Bitch, You Guessed It, and I've been thinking of new names.
Have you?
Yes.
How wise?
Shut your ass up. So, I really haven't.
Why do you make me laugh knowing that I sound like a car that won't start? Like,
say my goddamn problem.
You make me so sick.
I don't even know what you're talking about. So, today I'm just going to call it, Hold On Do It.
Okay.
What is that from? That's what is catchy. The Hold On Do It thing from?
You ever heard that song?
No. It's, I know that they put it on the Beyonce thing.
Hold On Do It. And then, oh my God.
Yeah, I know that part too.
That's basically the whole song. Oh, there's okay. There's some music. Kind of in between. It's nothing worth writing home about. It's just that one catchy ass part. That's literally it.
So
I'm surprised I've seen it and you haven't, honestly.
No, I've only seen Beyonce in the Grown Woman video dancing along to it because people are just brilliant and that was fantastic.
It was.
So this week, let's start with Miguel's lies. Miguel, in a recent interview with wherever, he said, when asked about why he has not married his girlfriend of 9 years named Nazanin Mandy.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
I did my best.
I'm sure that's right.
He said, you know, I think it's about working. The thing is, you got to know who you are as a person. I thought he was going to say, you got to know.
Know when to fold them.
Anyway, he knows how to fold them. First of all, I think I've come far as a man. And I'm just starting to feel solid where I can be like, you know what? I think I can hold this down legitimately.
What?
And he said that he just wasn't raised to think about things that people throw around like marriage. I paraphrased that part.
This is a stupid ass answer.
The real answer here, what he's dancing around is the cold, hard fact that
he likes
his
that.
Baloney has a first name and it is O-S-C-A-R. If you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Verse bottom max.
Like, and that's what I give him off top, actually. Like, I go ahead and give him that. Like,
I feel like he has penetrated a vagina, maybe.
No, definitely. Yes. Maybe even with this girl he's with. I don't know. Maybe they have some kind of agreement.
It's a whole bunch of shit.
Right. Who knows? And sexuality is fluid.
It really is.
I truly feel like the reason he has not married her, though, is because he's not in love with her. Because I don't understand why after 9 years.
She can't climb that back the way Jason either. Derulo
can. Listen.
I don't know. That was a lie.
If you were in one of them type of. Jason Derulo, though?
Did you see him performing for Applebee's?
Bitch, say you lying. No, actually, like, say you telling the truth and send me the link.
I swear to God, I will send you.
Like
the
a
link.
Commercial?
No,
or?
Applebee's was doing like some street concert and
in Times Square?
With the Applebee's.
That Applebee's
behind him.
Sure oh did. My God, down by like right past Times Square. Shut the fuck up.
For cheeseburger quesadillas.
My God. Well, that is the only decent thing at Applebee's.
So. Anyway, so good luck to Miguel's beard. Meanwhile, Young Thug and his girlfriend are engaged and so excited about their impending nuptials.
Please tell me Young Thug is not the one dating that beautiful girl. Oh no, that's ASAP Rocky. Who is Young Thug's girlfriend?
Young Thug's girlfriend is a young lady by the name of Jerrica Carlet.
Okay. Well, am I supposed to know? Is that like a...
I don't really feel like you're supposed
to
know.
A video girl? Or does she do... What is she known for? Is it anything?
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to just
look her up. I don't have an answer for that.
Okay.
I do know that she is, you know, very nice to look at. And they told some story about how she met him when she was dating a basketball player. And then they had broke up. And then she met him again at her play brother's house.
Okay.
And then they just fell in love. I don't know. There's just this real odd Jet Beauty and the Beast thing
okay.
going on.
All right. All right. That's enough.
And they like kiss and it's so gross.
And was this an interview with whom?
VladTV.com.
Okay. So, all right.
But they're just super excited, and, you know, it also helps the rumors of, you know, Young Thug being homosexual, which, I mean, if he is, they can keep his hair. But, you know, that's a great thing going on in his life.
Who even cares? Like, what? What is this so fucking...
Not Lil Wayne.
Oh, is the thing with Game and Lil Wayne still happening? Remember? I do actually remember that story.
Oh, where Game had threatened.
Yes, is that still?
Young Thug apologized.
Oh my God.
But it was like a fake ass nigga apology. Like,
okay.
Not fake ass nigga, but it was like a fake ass nigga apology. Like, he basically said, listen, I wish I could pull it up and play it like I did last time. But essentially what he said was.
Have I heard this already?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh, no, we talked about this.
Okay.
He said something like, you know, Black Lives Matter, and
okay, all right, you just get the fuck on.
Black on black crime.
What's next?
And then the man just wants us to kill each other, and then he said something like, "So I apologize to the Game and anything that I may have said, even though you know he a weak ass nigga and apologizing and taking up a bitch ass nigga that don't want to take up for themselves and that's some pussy ass." Like, it was just like,
okay,
girl, why did you even do this?
So, yes, fake ass nigga apology is the exact way to describe that. Like, you could have kept that.
Like, why didn't you just ask for Birdman or Limp Bizkit or whoever?
Or just left it alone.
Cash money to do
you should have just left it alone.
Chanel
what
West
the fuck?
Coast. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway. Speaking of horrible marriage situations, Kenya Moore.
I thought you were going to say Kim and Kanye. Woo! Because it applies.
I think the Kardashians are coming up somewhere in here today, so.
Okay, let's just, so let's not do too much then.
God. So Kenya Moore was on that show Millionaire Matchmaker not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And on the episode, she, I don't know, went to like salsa class or something with this tall, bald, light-skinned nigga named James Freeman. After the episode, isn't that Riley and Huey's granddaughter?
Yes. Yes. Well, I don't know if it's... Is it James?
No, it's not.
No, whatever
Robert.
It is, though.
Robert.
It is Robert. You're right.
Either way, after the episode aired, Kenya had posted some picture, like, hugged up with him and was talking about, you know, she felt like Tinkerbell girl. And, you know, Three Blind Mice. Whatever. Some fairy tale shit. She was so excited and it's so great to live out your high school dream. Like
off of two dates and an
I don't
Instagram
know,
picture?
Whatever. But she posted this after the episode aired, I believe, or maybe the night of some shit. And it was like, oh, look, you know, me and my boo, I found love. And everybody has gone with that story. And I think even recently, she was allegedly out in Vegas, maybe for the fight, and posted like a photo of a ring on her finger, like her ring finger.
Okay.
But then it didn't look like an engagement ring. It looked like something that she would have got from like Khaleesi.
So then why take a picture of it?
It looked like very Daenerys Targaryen.
Okay.
It looked like something she found in the dragon.
Well, now you know I don't watch whatever program.
But
that
it was like, ooh, anything can happen in Vegas was the caption. Some shit like that.
Okay, girl.
So fast forward to today where we have now found out that all of that is some bullshit because James Freeman has been married. Like she got married the week after that episode came out.
Whoa, damn. Wait, so, the week after it aired?
Yeah.
I thought it was the week after they taped it.
No.
Because that would be
Here's
better.
The story. So it came out that James Freeman has been married to this white woman named Jamie Freeman.
Of course.
Jamie Gregory Freeman. And they have been married for quite some time. They have been dating for quite some time. Kenya, after this story came out, posted something about being super devastated and she just found out today that her, you know, her new boo has been married and she's devastated and, you know, to be continued, I'll find my happily ever.
I don't know, whatever.
Life twirled the hell out. I don't give a shit. The point is, she came on Instagram and was like,
who asked you for this?
Oh, help my poor heart. And for a second, I felt bad for her. Fast forward to today, where just like a white woman,
there's another update to this.
Sure is, because that white woman's getting her story.
Oh my God.
She came forward and said, first of all, they taped.
Oh my God.
Here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
They taped that episode in, she says, September of last year.
Okay.
She met her now husband on Match.com in December.
Oh.
3 months later, they got engaged.
Okay.
And got married on April 3rd, the week after the... On Good Friday. I love that she mentioned that. The week after the episode aired.
Okay.
She says that Kenya knew that he had been seeing someone because he told her, like, he says that they had only gone on a few dates and then he started seeing someone else because she wasn't for him.
Right.
And
crazy.
She knew, nutty.
Understandable.
We get it. And so she knew that he was dating someone else and she said that he was hurting her brand or whatever the fuck.
What? What brand?
A nut bird like none other.
Girl.
So.
Just any old damn body in these brands these days.
She even says that Kenya had like kept reaching out and saying that they should have celebrated because the ratings were high and that she had asked for a favor and wanted to meet in person. I'm assuming she wanted to keep the charade going until she could figure out a way to soften the blow or whatever.
Or to make it a part of her storyline, one or the other.
Exactly. And he wasn't having it because he was in love with his brand new blonde woman.
Well, all right then.
So.
If that's what
there
you
have
like.
It.
So the white woman had to come out and make sure everybody knew that her man was not cheating on her with this crazy black bitch. It was actually just her being extremely dramatic for no damn reason, like we know Kenya does.
My thing is, Kenya, why didn't you just... This is how you know something wrong with her. Why didn't you just say... Like, oh, didn't work out, back to dating. Like, who...
She perpetuated the bullshit. It wouldn't have gone this far had she not posted this extra picture talking about, oh, me and my boo, and I'm so in love with this light-skinned nigga or whatever the fuck else. Like, you did this. You turned it into a thing that made everybody else pay attention, and now you issuing a statement on Instagram, which, again, I ask, who the fuck asked you for this? Like... Typically, people release statements via their publicist when somebody else, a news or media source, asks for information. We do not go on Instagram and post a fucking tweegram about our relationship status that nobody fucking asked for anyway. There's no point in being publicists anymore because all these dumbass celebrities think that they can be their own publicists on Twitter and Instagram. And you end up looking the fucking fool. So Kenya, I really feel like she doesn't give a fuck anymore if people think she's crazy. She's willing to do whatever to keep people talking about her because she literally turned this into a story.
with this Facebook series.
It didn't have to be all this bullshit. She made it this bullshit on purpose. And that's why I can't deal with her ridiculous ass.
But while we're talking about it, young, fresh, white women, while we're on the subject, I wouldn't get too cute either. Because, like, you met your husband on Match.com in December and got married to his ass
April. I have no idea what the fuck that's about.
Congratulations, and, you know, real cute for you, but...
Y'all don't know each other at all. Everybody
in this situation is dumb, if you ask me. I know my coffee table better than she knows her goddamn husband. So good luck and be married to all you motherfuckers. You all sound stupid.
Woo, goddamn.
So.
Okay.
Let's just go there. While Chris Brown was celebrating his birthday in Las Vegas, I think after the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight.
We really do have to do this again.
Yeah, we discussed him, you know, twirling his life on the stage out there in Vegas so hard that he fell off. But
bless his heart.
While he was doing that, a young woman by the name of Amira Ayeb.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Maybe.
Was prying the hinges off of his home in Los Angeles. Now, here's the thing.
Girl.
I'm still not 100% sure how she was able to do that.
I cannot believe that that is a fact, that she had the time and the strength, honestly, to remove the hinges from Chris Brown's door. I just don't feel like scientifically that shit is possible. She had to have help. I feel like Carucci snuck her in. I really feel like
she must have DM'd Carucci and been like, look, I'm doing this whether you want to help me or not.
I'm just saying.
All I need is a boost, bitch. So are you in?
You can make this way easier, but it's happening regardless. And Carucci was like, fine then,
bitch.
She was
like, as long as you throw out that wretched baby.
See, now I wasn't going to do that, but I was going to.
She threw out the baby's clothes. And the dog stuff.
That's direct from Carucci. That was Carucci's number one command.
Make sure, though?
Get rid of the baby shit first.
She just met her daddy. Like, are you already kicking her out?
Of course,
God Carucci. Damn.
Clearly the bitches, everybody involved was not in the right frame of mind to be making no kind of decisions, because
Amira,
this is crazy.
Also, spray painted Mrs. Brown on Christopher's cars. She also spray painted I love you on the walls in his home. He alleges that there was voodoo shit around the house. I kind of feel like he was embellishing because he was pissed but didn't want people to know that he was pissed.
Or did he just leave chicken bones around the house and decided to blame it on voodoo?
That's a very good point.
Because you know how niggas are.
That is great.
Niggas will leave Popeyes around, and then when the police show up, be like, oh, this
bitch.
Right.
Thank you. That's a great motherfucking point.
Niggas.
Was it Amira or was it your little cousins and the rest of the entourage leaving hot wing bones in the living room and passed out in the middle of Call of Duty and left that shit there? Like, girl, okay. Anyway.
Damn.
The thing that I loved the most is that between all of this stuff, like, the spray painting, vandalizing the home and cars,
yeah,
breaking the doors down, throwing out, you know, innocent people's things. She also found time to cook herself several meals.
Her priorities were in line.
In fucking order.
You know what? If you're going to break into a celebrity's house, that's what you need to do. Go to the fucking kitchen, because you know, number one, they got, even if they don't know how to cook worth a damn, they got the top of the line, everything in that motherfucker.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to sear this salmon and caramelize these goddamn onions.
Exactly, because you know they got all that premium shit. They got good ass groceries in there and everything.
That he don't even cook. So...
all different kinds of Talenti in they freezer.
Oh my goodness.
Nigga,
probably, like,
of course. This girl is smart. Of course you go to the kitchen.
That's what I'm saying.
Cook up all the good shit. That's right. Amen.
Naked too.
I'm not mad.
In her whole natural nude.
I can't believe I would have paid money to see the look on Chris Brown's face when he walked in the house and saw that woman.
He probably shrieked. I bet he screamed. like high
pitch. Like a light skin. Yeah.
I don't know why I did that.
Why?
I like to make things up.
I can't fucking breathe.
So anyway.
Oh my God.
You know, someone.
I hate you.
Someone found time to, you know, give her like a few towels or a bathrobe or whatever. She looked very comfortable.
Okay. Well, I'm sure his towels are nice.
And he called her crazy and said that he hoped that she got, you know, the best or the help that she needed.
That doesn't seem like the nicest thing to say about somebody.
Listen, listen.
But I know, I already know. Go ahead. Okay, fine then. I'm just saying.
Now I know that crazy is that word that is like not nice anymore, especially when you're talking about someone who legitimately suffers from mental illness, which this woman clearly does.
Right.
And he should have used his words better than he did.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that if I came home to my house vandalized, my food gone.
Right.
Like my baby's clothes. Right? What if the baby was home? Like that's too much.
This is one of those situations where you could really see it from both sides. Like from the outside looking in, you're like, okay, you know, you really should be, you know, mindful and respectful of people's mental illnesses or whatever. But on the other hand, it's like if that was your house, and you walked in and somebody had did all that shit to you, like, first of all, no, I know you, and you would have just whooped her ass. Like,
I would not have whooped
her ass. Yes, you would have. You would have beat her ass.
I would have probably, like, grabbed her by the collar and tossed her out. I'm not going to, like, at the very maximum. No, actually, if I would have walked home and there would have been somebody that I don't know in there, I probably would have ran. Like, to be quite honest with you.
Because you could be here for
and
anything.
And some random bitch is just here, and she's naked and just like, you know, I...
chilling out,
eating. Saute these mushrooms for you. I'm hauling ass. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but this isn't gonna work. And everybody was like, oh, he took a picture. First of all, I'm sure he was not the one who took that photo or gave her those towels or whatever, because I can't see him just standing there and being like, oh, pose. Like, she broke into this man's house and she was just chilling there like, oh, well, let me give face and show off my natural hair. No, like... And the photo being posted helped her parents find her, allegedly.
Well, I just didn't see the point of putting that on Instagram, but all things considered, I feel like he handled the situation pretty well. Considering he's Chris Brown, typically makes terrible decisions. Right.
Right.
So, you know, looking at it from with the Chris Brown handicap, this is really a job pretty well done. So, congratulations, Chris, for not hitting somebody this time.
And as someone who has said he's come forward and said that he's himself suffers from mental issues, it was kind of dumb for him to call her crazy in the first place, but he tried to clean it up. Either way, I would not have been able. I've read now, though, he's beefing up security, whatever the hell that means. They should have been sitting out there in that bitch in the first motherfucking place.
Nigga, you don't even have ADT, like... How the fuck does somebody take the door off the hinges and no one is notified? Come on, my nigga. Come on.
But now they've got pictures of him riding around in the front of his house with those hover tracks. Have you seen those things?
No. I don't. What? What's it?
Hov tracks. It's like those little things that you just like you stay. Erykah Badu has one. And you like literally just stand. It's like a Segway without a handle.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've seen that.
I want one. They're so cool. And I told myself if it was less than $1,500, I would buy it.
Is
I looked
it
up. Guess how much it costs?
$14.99.
Petty.
So it's under $1,500. So
not buying it. Okay. Well, maybe one day if I feel like treating myself.
Pray about it.
Oh, Amber Rose said that Travis Scott writes Kanye West.
Okay, all right.
All right, next.
That's fine, girl.
Let's talk about Tyga and Blac Chyna and that drama real quick. Only because their mamas and grandmamas have gotten involved. And I really just want to read this read from Blac Chyna's mama. Everybody involved is ghetto. Yes. But I just want to say
that's true.
That this read was so fucking
funny.
It's
beautiful.
And it was deserved. Anyway, so apparently, I mean, we've talked about this a million times. Tyga, Tyga's baby mama, ex-girlfriend. I don't think they made it that far,
okay.
Girl.
Girlfriend.
But I appreciate your optimism.
Whatever.
His ex/baby mama, Blac Chyna, has been having there's been this whole triangle with them and Bruce and Kris Jenner's very young child, youngest child, Kylie, filler Jen. And so recently, apparently first of all, I didn't know that Tyga was of like Asian descent.
Yeah, his grandmother is Asian, definitely.
His mom's really pretty. Blac Chyna's mom is pretty too, if she would take this goddamn wig off. Blac Chyna's mom looks like her. She just dresses like
Black China is prettier when she takes that damn hair off. She is.
When she takes the hair and all that makeup off,
yes.
Right?
Yes. I don't know why she, when I saw her looking like a regular girl, I was like, why don't you just make this your default look? Like, it has to be cheaper and take less time.
For the
time.
Same reason that that young child put all of that fucking lip smacker in her goddamn face. All that fucking, that wet platinum. That
oh,
shit.
Oh, Lord.
She,
okay.
That warming KY she injected into her goddamn
girl.
Mouth. She said it was because of insecurity. So Tyga likes them real insecure.
I mean, but girl, you're 17 years old. You don't think it's something fucked up about the fact that you're changing your face to appease
I mean,
a 25
really
year old man.
No lips, but
I mean,
see what
but
you're
still.
No,
like,
I agree. But
the, you know what? I cannot get upset about this when her own fucking parents are not doing shit about
that's
it.
That's it right there.
I really can't. Not this super privileged ass white girl who has the whole world paying attention to her.
And when you
her.
Read some of this shit from these niggas' parents who have been broke, as far as I know anyway, then it's like,
no,
oh.
Tyga came from like a pretty well-off background. I think he was like pretty Cosby-ish. Not like
oh,
rich.
Oh, you are right.
But he wasn't like
you're
no
correct.
Broke nigga. Yeah, no.
I mean, they weren't the Kardashians.
So they were looking down on Black China, though, from just purely, I think, the ghetto perspective. Like that whole...
Oh, 100%.
Like she was just not good enough
but
for
everyone
him.
Involved in this is ghetto. And
oh, no,
your
they
child
are. They
is
definitely
disgusting.
Are. Right. Absolutely.
So Tyga's grandmama, apparently, I don't know where she did cricket. I don't know where she told the world this. But it says... We all love Kylie and think she is so much better for Tyga than Black.
She just calls her Black.
There you go. Yes, she is King's mama. Black just wasn't a very nice person, and Kylie comes from a much better family.
Does she now?
We are
Does she?
Getting
Does
there.
She, is there another part of the family?
In comes Black China's mama.
Woo!
With all 57 inches of ribbon. So, I'm not even going to read all of this. I just want you to know that she started it off saying that everybody keeps coming to her and talking to her about how disrespectful Tyga has been to her daughter, and they want for her to speak up as a mom. And so she kind of did. She called Tyga a fucking pervert, this, that, and the third, and cussed
okay.
everybody out. But I just want to skip forward to this.
I love when people point out the fact that Tyga is the grown one here. Like, I love when people make Tyga the focus because Tyga is the problem.
And Tyga has a child
Come
who
on.
He should be setting an example for.
And, right,
Kylie
exactly.
Kylie Jenner is a child.
Who
she's
needs.
She's just a lot. I don't even give a fuck. Like, I don't even care. Like, she's a lost
you
cause.
You can't save
Whatever,
her.
That's fine. That's their goddamn business
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, that's their thing.
Black China's mother said the following,
okay.
And I'm going to read all of it. All
right. I'm ready.
Pass the reheat. I need Kia.
Okay.
Ooh, I tried though. It says, they are talking about Kylie comes from a better family. How? Her parents are divorced. Her dad wants to be a woman. Her mom is out here messing with some young black dude with birthing hips. Her sister, Courtney, has three kids out of wedlock by a guy who has a drinking problem.
Well,
her other sister is married to a crackhead while dating a rapper that she stole from a former friend. Talking about Trina.
Yep.
She, Kylie, is 17 and has already had lip injections. Her older sister got famous from a sex tape, and they are no better than anybody. I'm dud. Tyga, I'm ashamed of you.
And that's the black ass bottom line. She could have kept that part about Bruce Jenner.
Oh, all of it was rude. Crackhead, everything. But let me tell you something. She signed it, she sealed it,
girl,
and she delivered it
right there on
one
Instagram,
day
I'm
delivery
sure she was ready and
USPS
it was accurate
Express.
And it was 100% correct. We're not gonna act like the only reason people think that the Kardashians are better than Black China's family is because the Kardashians are white
rich
and rich
and white.
That is
That's
literally it.
It
because everything about them is trashy as fuck. Like
everything about them is trash.
Khloe's daddy is clearly Kris's hairstylist from like the fucking 70s or some shit, and
but
that's why she's big as a damn linebacker, but we're all just gonna pretend that she's part of the family. We all know about Kim's ass and all the bullshit she done been through. Like, literally everything this lady sat here and detailed out is all true. Like, if they were black, y'all would be talking about how they were so fucking ghetto. They would be Keisha Cole's family.
Her sister is at Barnes & Noble selling people an Instagram novel with her titties in it.
They are Frankie and Neffy. They are garbage. They are Honey Boo Boo.
If they were rich and black in the same way, no one would say that. Nobody would say that.
Right. They would not be nobody's role models. It would not be, you know what? But okay.
Anyway, I just thought that this whole thing is so goddamn tacky and everybody involved is sad. But let me tell you something. When they summoned Blac Chyna's mama.
Ciao.
Through all the misspellings and grammatical errors, she said one thing you won't do is try and say that they are better than me or anybody right, else because
exactly,
they are trash.
Exactly.
And that was factual.
And they are just garbage. They clearly don't give a fuck about anything.
So you know what? Huh? Oh, don't do it.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm so proud of you.
Listen, you told me that I couldn't have baked goods and snacks and I don't play that. So if that means that we have to just no longer do Bitch You Guessed It, then y'all already know. There you go. You can deal with her and you can speak to Crystal about why I'm no longer terrorizing her. Because I prefer snacks than y'all laugh at the expense of her ears.
It is the fact that there is something in the food that he likes.
That is a lie. Don't do that. Yes, because you know that if they were those regular ass
not
brownies,
just regular
you know
anything,
that if they
though,
were those regular ass brownies, saying, it would be the same
but
thing.
But that's not
don't
what the
that.
Punishment is. The punishment is something very,
more severe.
Yes, it is. And that's why you have toned down and gotten yourself
shut
together.
That's a
it.
Lie.
Yes, it is. And I'm proud of you. Look at you. Go you.
Whatever.
You want to do it so bad right now.
I actually really don't want to do
yes,
it.
Yes, you do.
I just wish that I could come up with a name for it that I really like. I'm horrible coming up with names. That's why my name is Kid Fury. What the fuck does that even mean? I have a fake deep story for it, though.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that.
Yeah, whatever. But anyway.
Okay.
So that was...
You can go ahead and do it. Go on and do it.
No, it's not the same.
Okay.
If you see it coming.
Well, fine.
So that's the shit for this week.
And...
we'll take a break and come right back.
Okay.
Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Audible. Audible.com is a wonderful house of amazing audiobooks. Over 180,000 titles to choose from. It's amazing. You know them. You love them. So go over to audiblepodcast.com/read for a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook. So much free. You can't go. You can't argue with that. Amy Poehler's Yes Please is one of the books that you can get from audible.com. I love that book, as well as Game of Thrones, Fahrenheit 451, or is it 451? I never knew how to say that book.
Okay.
Either way, it's there. The Hobbit, and Issa Rae's amazing book, The Misadventures of an Awkward Black Girl, is on audible.com. So go and check it out. Tell us what you think.
Yes, and even better than streaming or rental services, with Audible, you own your books, so you always get to access them no matter what. They have free apps for iPhones, Android, and Windows phones, so you can access your books anytime. They have Whisper Sync technology, so you can bounce back and forth between the audiobook and ebook without losing your place. And if you don't like what you choose, no problem. With Audible's great listening guarantee, you can exchange any book you aren't happy with for another title anytime, no questions asked. So go on over to audiblepodcast.com/read for a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook.
Get to reading. Let's get back to the show. So we're back now, and it's time for our listener letters.
Yes, it is. So you can send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com, and you just may end up on the show. Our first question comes from Takayla. And it says, I'm 19 and I live in North Carolina. I recently entered the title contest to win Jay-Z tickets to the exclusive concert on May 16th. Yay. I was so excited, as you can imagine, because I won. But the thing is, my mother doesn't see it for me going. Yes, I live with my mother, but I have my own job and I go to college as well, and I have my head on straight. I plan to take one of my friends from work to New York City with me to go to the show, but my mom watches crime shows all day long, so she thinks if I come to New York, I'll get kidnapped. My point is that I feel like I need to venture out in the world and experience things and show my independence, and this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I definitely don't want to sell the tickets, and my grandmother totally agrees with me. So do you guys have any advice on what I should do or what I can say to ease my mother's mind?
If you don't take your free free ass to, I mean, your ass to that free ass concert.
Girl.
And go have a good motherfucking
this
time.
Is one
Beyonce
of the
could be there.
You're just going to have to ask for forgiveness from your mother on this.
Did she go
one,
kick
girl.
You out the house because you wanted to go see Jay-Z?
Right. I mean, and even if she did, I feel like you could probably go stay with your mima. It seems like she understands. Yeah. But, I mean, listen, really, when are you going to, you live in a small town in North Carolina, it's very unlikely that Jay-Z or Beyonce is going to be anywhere near you to do a show. Like, why wouldn't you take them free tickets and go? Like, girl, go and have a good time and make sure you're careful and check in with your mama. Why would you do that to me?
I'm just sorry. I wanted to show you that while you were doing that, I literally just happened upon this picture of
Beyonce. He just showed me this picture of Beyonce just looking perfect. How does she even fucking look like that? Like, what is this bitch even doing to herself? Like, how?
Eating with discipline, which I can't do. So, Beyonce, congratulations to you.
That vegan shit.
And your husband and everybody else who can do this 22 days shit. I can't even do it for two.
Yeah, no, that's definitely, they definitely eat like they have some good sense.
Either way, sweetheart, I
just
think you
go.
Should also
I would go.
Tell your mom that I don't know what she thinks, but Jay-Z's crowd isn't really like the Vibe Awards. Or
well,
like,
but I understand definitely parents with that mindset, because my mother had never been to New York City, has no desire to come to New York City, and she definitely felt like it was New York Undercover or Law & Order SVU up here.
I mean, well, this city is a fucking mad place, but it doesn't...
But I feel like two 19-year-olds, as long as y'all have good sense and y'all not gonna be up here, you know, getting crazy drunk or high or making those stupid-ass decisions... Like, y'all should be fine, really.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that big of a deal. And, I mean, really, why would you... I'm not gonna sit here and tell you
Jay-Z's this. Crowd is like a whole bunch of like white boys in their late 20s with bucket hats on.
No, but I'm sure her mom is thinking of like the subway or like somebody attacking them on the street at night. It's not like the show itself.
Oh, well, yeah, all of that stuff happens. Like,
it's just
twice
the fact that it's New York City. Okay, don't say no shit.
Yeah, there's a great chance she could die. But okay. Either way, you should still come. You're right. You're gonna be fine. Bring your ass. What else you got?
Okay, our next question comes from Anonymous, and it says, I'm 29 years old and I've been dating someone for about 3 months and things are going pretty well. He treats me great and is very respectful. The only issue I have is that he has 3 kids. The issue with that is that he still quote unquote supports his baby mothers. By support, I mean he pays their rent. One is driving a car that he bought for her, etc. He says he does it for the children's sake to make sure they are taken care of. But I feel like that's more like taking care of the woman. I'm all for taking care of your kids. I would be more concerned if he was a deadbeat. But I told him if this goes forward, I'm not here for supporting your baby mothers.
Well, then take your ass.
Who are on Section 8 and don't want to work because you're supporting them. Like, you can easily take care of your kids without having to do the most for your baby mother who is just lazy and don't want to get up and go to work. Am I wrong for thinking this way, or is he doing the right thing for his children? Thanks a lot. Love you guys. From Anonymous.
So if all his baby is his 3 kids.
He has 3 kids. I don't know how many baby mothers. I'm assuming at least 2.
More than one, though.
Yes, definitely more than one. And she feels like he
Why
is supporting.
That never like the very, anyway, whatever. We're not going to talk about how you got here. We're going to talk about how you're going to get out.
I think the number one thing that jumps out to me is that, like, girl, taking care of your kids' child support does not just mean, you know, writing a check every month and that's just the end of it. And I feel like that's what you feel like he should be as a father.
Isn't
like,
that like a... I'm trying to be nice. Never mind.
But that's like the bare fucking minimum you would expect of your boyfriend if he was a father, right? To be paying child support. If
is
you don't
do shit
else. Is he putting
Chobani in the fridge too? Is like, he buying them motherfucking... Is he getting the macaroons for lunch every
if
week?
If he's paying her rent and she's on Section 8, then her rent is all of what, $54? I feel like that's... If that's not breaking the bank, then why are you pressed over it?
Now, they need to get their asses up and work and also, you know, take up their side of things or whatever. But girl, like... you're mad because he's taking care of his children.
Right. Like, it sounds like you feel like
what the fuck is your problem? Then why don't you encourage him to go and file for custody for them, and then you can take care of all three of their asses together?
Right. So if that's what you really feel like, you feel like if he could just do so much of
that
a better
way, he
job
be taking care of them
and save so much
right.
money.
There you go.
I guarantee whatever he spent on that rent or whatever he spent on that car would not add up to the time and effort you would have to put in with raising those kids.
Yeah.
Full
tell
fucking
him to go
time.
On down to the courthouse and move them three kids in with y'all then,
right, if that's really how you
but,
feel,
and so that way he won't be taking care of anybody but the children.
And
let's
you really gonna have the audacity to go up to at least two different women and say to their face that you feel like you could be a better mother than they could because of whatever reasons, right? Like, girl, you, I feel like you had to have known deep in your heart you was wrong for this, and you just felt like maybe you needed to ask us before you said this out loud to somebody. I truly hope that was the case. Like, I hope you didn't go spread this nowhere, because this is just like the rudest shit, girl.
What kind of...
You mad because he takes care of his kids by making sure that his baby mamas have basic shit like transportation and housing? It's not like he's buying them diamonds. Like, he's not taking them on exotic-ass vacations. Like, this is rent and transportation, girl. Come on. Like, that's
y'all
basic.
Thought this was gonna say, like, he's buying them titties. And he's giving
right.
the babies, like, daily facials
right.
with fucking, like, diamonds.
These
lotion.
Bitches is balling out on Fifth Avenue or some shit, girl. It is the most basic shit,
girl. Goodbye.
Come on now, be glad your man
you
is a is
me.
An active father, and if you cannot be glad about that, then go on and leave him, and somebody who can appreciate an active single father will snatch him up. I guarantee you that.
Good Lord. So you would prefer, I bet you would have preferred if he just didn't pay them half as nothing.
And she said, like, I would rather him, you know, be a good dad than be a deadbeat. But would you? Because you bitching about the fact that he's, like, making sure that his kids are taken
care
of.
Than me.
Girl. So, but anyway, I think that wraps up the questions for this week. Send Joyce to asktherita@gmail.com and we'll be right back.
Hey, guys. This episode is also brought to you by Squarespace. Listen, building a website can be very, very difficult. And even if you know a little bit about coding and HTML and where to put those brackets, creating something that looks really good and works well is a time-consuming affair. I get it. Whether it's for a business site, portfolio, restaurant, or an Instagram boutique, in this day and age, you probably need one anyway. So listen, just go on over to Squarespace, where you can make it simple and easy to build beautiful websites without breaking a single sweat. Squarespace provides simple, powerful, and beautiful website templates for you to work with. Not only that, but those templates are part of Squarespace's responsive design, which means your website scales to look great on any device, further minimizing the hassles of making a website on your own. Listen.
Yes, because Lord knows I cannot do it. And so Squarespace is so simple and easy to use. If I can use it, I know the rest of you can. So head on over to squarespace.com and enter offer code READ at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful. Take your vision wherever you want it to go with Squarespace and the READ. And now let's get back to the show.
So it's time for our READs.
It is.
So this week, I want to address, I actually sort of did this already in Cleveland, but I felt it pertinent to mention it on the show.
Which here. One is this?
This is the story of Nancy Garbage. I don't know her last name, or I don't know how to pronounce her last name, I should say.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Give a shit. She's the founder of a high school in Lilburn, Georgia, called TNT Academy. Whatever.
What
so,
is that supposed to stand for? Girl.
I have don't. No idea, but I'm not going to go there with you.
Okay.
So, if you haven't seen it yet, there's a video of a graduation ceremony from the school with this, the principal and founder of the school, cussing everybody out for leaving or walking out of the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Now, apparently what happened was that after, you know, the whole thing had gone out, everyone got their little degrees, and I guess Todd moved over their tassels.
Yeah.
Everybody was getting up
after
because
it was
she
over.
Dismissed them.
Right. It was over.
And if you've been to a graduation, high school, college, and in between, whatever, it's just like, oh, girl, I don't like long ceremonies, especially long, boring ceremonies. Mm-hmm. Like
30 minutes is all I can take.
It's just like, girl, we're still here, girl.
Right. Like, speed it the fuck up. We all know what's going to happen. Just hurry it the fuck up. Everybody hates graduation.
And when you're talking about school, it's more than likely like, oh my God, I want to get the fuck out of here anyway.
Yes, especially like, for the graduates.
Grandmas just want to go on down to Olive Garden or Applebee's or Hops.
That's really it.
And go and get their snack on graduation night. Like, wrap this up. Anyway.
The graduates just want to get their money and go party with their friends. That is what literally every high school graduate wants to do.
So, apparently she had forgotten that the valedictorian didn't give his speech. And so she calls the valedictorian up there, and people are at that point are just like, well, girl, too bad, because I'm out.
Right.
Like, you dismissed me, honey, so I'm done.
Right.
At that point, she decided to start yelling at people and saying that they were so rude and so disrespectful for walking out in the middle of his speech. And then she says, look who's leaving, all the black people. And at that point, everyone, like damn near the entire, it looked like they had this thing at a church too.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone at that point was just kind of like, okay, girl, nope. Well, I'm out. Even the white people, even if they were racist, were not having it. They were
let
like,
let me just go ahead and go.
Listen.
This is taking a turn.
Absolutely not. Madison, Holly, grab your shit. We're getting the hell out of here. Like, nobody was, you know, so.
They all got up.
Since then, the woman has released, I guess, some kind of bullshit statement saying that the devil was present.
Girl.
And I actually want to read it.
Okay.
I'll just read a bit. A terrible mistake on my part was part of the graduation ceremony on Friday night. The devil was in the house and came out from my mouth.
Girl.
Sure did, ever since your birth. I deeply apologize for my racist comment and hope that forgiveness in your hearts. The bitch didn't even give a fuck enough to give this some spell check.
Didn't even read it.
You know, they have red
it.
And green squiggly lines these days. You know, they'll tell you when grammar is off, spelling, everything. Didn't even give a fuck enough.
You didn't even let somebody else look at it first to make sure it looked right? Like,
hell,
damn.
The statement is a screenshot from somebody's Gmail in iOS 8.
I was about to say, did she type it on her notepad?
No one even gives a fuck.
Oh, damn.
Her son followed through on Facebook and got the dragging of his lily white life about... What does it say? He said something like, what was rude... would someone standing up during the ceremony and walking around with a tablet with something is spelled without an E, wrote on it that was rude now, regardless is misspelled. My mama not racist. He spelled mama wrong. You here defending your whack ass mama and you can even do that right. So you need an education and clearly so does your ignorant ass mammy, and she runs this motherfucker.
Right.
So let me just break this down for her real quick. First of all, I don't know who told you wrong, but you can't force anybody to sit in any goddamn graduation ceremony. Them coming and sitting back down after you fucked up would have just been a courtesy to your own goddamn fuck up.
Right.
Period. But they didn't have to do that. If they decided that they had their motherfucking fill and their baby got their goddamn certificate and they were ready to punch, then they have every motherfucking right to do that. And you with your stupid ass making mother... First of all, how are you a founder of a school? How are you the fucking principal of a motherfucking alleged academy, and you forget that there's supposed to be a valedictorian that worked their ass off to come and give their little speech about how, you know, you just gotta reach for tomorrow and touch the moon and hope that you hit Uranus or whatever the fuck, like
okay,
like you forgot that the valedictorian is supposed to give this deep ass Shonda Rhimes
bitch, how do you forget
at
that
the end? Like, everybody knows that
you founded the school, bitch. How did you forget this? How do you not have this
so
together?
You're racist and dumb.
Okay.
But you want to tell everybody else that they're disrespectful and then come for black people on top of that. First of all, I watched that motherfucking video before she had opened her mouth about and even said that shit. White people were leaving.
Yep.
Asian people were leaving. Latino people were leaving. Black people were leaving. Niggas were leaving. And guess why, Nancy? Because your stupid ass told them that they could.
Right.
If you fucked up, deal with the fact that you fucked up, and on the next graduation, make sure that you highlight the part on the program that is about the valedictorian. Make sure the next time you remember that. But don't ever your mouth try and disrespect people, talk about, oh, all the black people were leaving because we just naturally motherfucking disrespectful. No, bitch, you disrespected that valedictorian's motherfucking time and efforts as a student by ignoring them in the first motherfucking place. Woo. And disrespecting their motherfucking time and dismissing everybody before that motherfucker got a chance to speak. So if anybody should be ashamed, if anybody should be apologizing to that motherfucker and to everybody else, it should be your ass. And to be saying that in a church and then try and bring God into it, talking about the devil was in the room and he came out of your mouth. Yeah, the devil was on your shoulder your whole entire life, you dumb bitch. And you shouldn't be in charge of anybody's school. Nope. You shouldn't be worried about black people getting up and leaving after they've already earned their diplomas. You should be worried about your own dumbass baby and his inability to spell basic
Come
words.
On.
And his inability to capitalize letters or use punctuation. Enroll his ass in whatever intensive programs they've got down at TNT, USA, FX, Spike Academy, and tell that bitch... Help him get his education and help him get his shit right. Because while he's out here trying to defend your bigotry, looking just as dumb as your ass is. Now I know where he got it from. So boobity boop boop to you too, sweetheart.
Right.
And before we leave, I would also like to address George Zimmerman and his minor wounds just before we get the fuck up out of here. Now, the story goes as follows. Apparently, for some reason, they say road rage was involved. I don't even fuck with George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman could be dead right now, and I'd probably do a two-step. So I didn't even really read all of the events that led up to this. But apparently, someone shot at George Zimmerman after some alleged road rage incident. The bullet must have hit a window and some glass sprayed and cut up his face. The internet got hold of this and a hashtag started called When I Heard Zimmerman Got Shot. There was also one called TwitPick Your Zimmerman Shot Reaction or some shit like this. And people used that hashtag as a moment
to show
that they either A, were glad that he had been injured, or B, couldn't give a hearty fuck if they tried.
Right. It was really one or the other.
I was one of the people who was heavily involved in this. I noticed that BBC News posted an article where I think the title was, Why are people celebrating George Zimmerman being shot? And in that,
what a stupid question.
They also they mentioned my name and saying that I, you know, took the hashtag. I don't know. So I'll answer your question for you. I also did see a couple of people, black, white, and in between, saying that they thought that it was crazy and hypocritical for people to be celebrating that this man was shot or shot at because X, Y, and Z, and how could we celebrate somebody being harmed and that doesn't make us any better and blah, blah, blah. I'll break it down for you just like this. If you didn't know, or maybe you forgot, when Trayvon Martin was shot, not only was he ignored, not only did we have to run around the streets and beg and plead for them to even take a trial into consideration, he was ridiculed
to even arrest.
He was made out to look like a little evil demonic child, and he was also mocked. There were niggas on the internet doing some shit that they called Trayvoning, where they put on hoodies and laid on the ground holding Skittles and juice and acting like they were dead. They laughed at him, and Trayvon Martin ain't never coming back. He's good and dead, girl, because of this same exact man right here. Right. So if he got sprayed up in the face with some glass, honey, and they had to put some tape on it or give him a bandage, the least that I can do, even if I'm not celebrating it, is make sure that when he logs onto the good old internet, he knows that we don't give a fuck whether he lives or dies, because he didn't give a fuck about Trayvon Martin's life. And furthermore, he was out here with all the little racist white friends that were giving him money for his trial or whatever, and they were out here kikiing, cackling, dressing up as him for Halloween, making the whole thing a joke.
Right.
Because when a young dead man, when a young black person is dead, who gives a fuck?
Right.
That doesn't
matter.
It's
just jokes.
But I'm supposed to reach down into the depths of my heart and find some compassion because George Zimmerman suffered minor wounds. The only thing that I'm sorry is that whoever was holding that gun had their aim suck so terribly that day and they didn't go for the jugular, literally. And you can be mad about that if you so desire. I'm going to get these goddamn gifts off. You can call it a GIF if you want to. The whole point is, I don't give a fuck. Fuck Zimmerman and the train that he rode in on. He is a known thug.
Right.
He is a known villain.
He stays getting into shit.
Aside, right. Like, what about the whole shit with him and his dumbass ex-wife or girlfriend right. that he terrorized? And then the girl that he got with after that was like, oh my God, this nigga's crazy. We all knew that girl.
Right, girl.
But I'm supposed to feel some kind of way that somebody who actually had the time and opportunity to blast one off on his ass did? I'm supposed to feel bad? Oh no, girl.
No,
they
should
have
gotten
him square between the eyes. And I don't have a problem saying that. And that is my read and read suit. Actually, I'm not done. A hearty fuck you goes out to Best
amen.
Buy in Columbus Circle for trying the fuck out of me yesterday. All a nigga wanted to do was buy an air conditioner. That's all I want. The sun is out and I am feeling okay, but not when I'm inside my goddamn house feeling like a baked potato. I just want my air conditioned. That's all I wanted. And for whatever reason, the Best Buy in Columbus Circle decided that they wanted to show out because they just understaffed or whatever the fuck. Do you know that I go on this Best Buy all the time? I don't know what it is about New Yorkers and like the retail environment up here, but y'all niggas hate your jobs, and I get it. I've hated my job as well. I've hated several jobs in my lifetime, and in fact, I hated working for niggas so much that I put all of my energy into making sure that I could work for nobody but me. I urge all of you to do the exact same thing so that when I walk my black ass into a store, I can find someone that wants to help me get my shit and get lost. That's all that I wanted. When I walked my black ass into that Best Buy the other day and I asked this bitch for some help. I said, excuse me. And this girl, I know she heard me and continued to walk anyway and duck into the bathroom like she heard me asking for some help. You want to know why I know that she heard me? Because there was nobody on the goddamn floor working that could help me.
Oh,
and this nigga, when I went and found somebody else who was helping someone, he was like, he had no problem saying, oh, well, I'm the only one down here. Sorry. What?
Okay.
What? This floor is the size of Tribeca and you the only one down here, bitch? Are y'all stupid? I had to ask for a manager. They dragged their feet. Somebody else was like, oh yeah, sure, I'm gonna help you as soon as I get done with this other person. 20 minutes later, here I am looking stupid. And I'm thinking because
fuck?
I'm dark skinned and I'm in Columbus Circle, that would have been it. They would have just been following me around.
Oh,
no,
you
they
were
sent
that
security
one.
Guards to follow me around instead of actual help. Yes.
They because sent security guards?
I'm not saying they sent them. All I know is every time I looked around, it was a security guard behind me. Can you, like, if you're going to follow me, can you help me find an air conditioner? Can you get the Geek Squad to set up an installation for me for this bitch? Can anybody motherfucking help me? And you know what made it worse? I put everything that I had down. And everything I had in my hands, I put that shit down and I walked the fuck up out of there. Because you know something? I don't have to put up with this shit. I understand hating your job. I absolutely get it. Like, I get it because I have been there. But for me, when I had jobs that I hated, I had to pretend that I loved it. Even when I come in here sometimes and would much rather be at home with a fresh joint and some potato chips, I still have to act like I want to be up in this bitch because that is my job. If you don't like it, bitch, quit and go do something that you love. Or make sure that while you are clocking in these hours at work, you can find the time to put your energy into the passion or whatever. Everybody has something that they would rather be doing. So find a way to go do that shit professionally instead of getting on my goddamn nerves when I just want to spend the money that I bust my ass on. That's all. That is all. So fuck you, Best Buy. I'm never coming back there again. Those are my trilogy of reads.
Damn.
And I have another one, but I'll save that shit for next week.
Okay.
Because niggas, apparently there's a men's rights activist.
Okay. Yes. No, I look forward
men's
to
men's right groups?
I look forward
men's
to
men's rights?
That. Yes. You're going to go off on that. Yes.
Who is above men in the world?
Listen. Do you want to do it now or not? Because you look ready. You look fired up. You want to save it?
Is Obama keeping some kind of
don't do this.
Like superhuman mutants from us? Are the X-Men real? Who are keeping men at a disadvantage? Fuck yourself. But I will get more into that later.
All right. So that wraps up another episode of The Read. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at This Is The Read. And check out thisistheread.com for links to episodes and information about us and upcoming shows, etc., etc. Speaking of upcoming shows, we'll be in Chicago on June 6th and Los Angeles on June 18th. It would be so good. I'm gonna, right. It would be so fantastic if I'd actually looked that up.
But you know, TheReadLive.com.
Yes, TheReadLive.com is where you can see information on all those shows. And speaking of upcoming shows, I cannot believe the London show sold out already.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much to everybody out in London.
Yes.
24 hours and those tickets were gone. So I'm just so excited.
Me too.
I can't even believe we're going.
I know. So just thank you guys so much. Like, I'm so hyped to be over there. I've never been to London before.
Tell me all about London's like most like ghetto music. Like, who is like who are like the Migos and Gucci of the UK and beyond?
Who's your like, Ray Schrammer? I want
all of it. Yes. All of
we
that.
We want to hear that. The LA show is on June 19th, sorry. So, yes, TheReadLive.com for tickets to Chicago and LA.
Speaking of tickets for fun shows, New York, where are you at?
They're in New York.
You can't even breathe and you still have a petty in you. That's right, bitch, coughing right on that. I can't stand you. New York, we're doing another live show here this summer on Saturday, July 18th. Tickets for that are going up on Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern at TheReadLive.com. So come on out. It's nice and warm and the sun's out and shit now. So we're going to do some shit for the New York girls. Also, I have one more thing.
Okay.
That I would like to announce that I'm rather excited about.
Oh, ooh la la.
And I just want to, how should I start this? Pick a Trina song. Really?
The I got an ass so big like the sun would.
Really?
Are you gonna play it?
No, I'm not gonna play
that. Oh,
that's like the only.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
I got an ass so big like the sun. Hope you got a mind for a dick I wanna
cub.
It's run, girl.
Run.
The point is,
why would you do that to me?
This summer.
Why would you do that to me?
I'm having a summer kickoff party, a day party called 305 Live. That's right, bitch. I'm bringing Dade County to motherfucking Manhattan. So meet me. We're gonna be down. Well, I'll let you know where the venue is. I guess you can find it on.
Okay.
Anyway, it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's right on the water right here in Manhattan. So come on out. Get your tickets at Fury305.com. That's Fury, F-U-R-Y-305.com. Come out. It's going to be so great. It's going to be lots of Trick Daddy and Trina and water and drinks and ass shaking and ghetto-ness and fun. And it's just going to be amazing. So Fury 305, make sure you go get your tickets for that.
What's the date one more time?
Oh, the date for that is June 28th.
All right.
So it's going to be Fury a lovely day party. Fury305.com. The tickets go up Friday at 10 a.m. also.
Fun.
So yeah, things and things and things again.
Okay.
So many things.
Yes, blessings. God is good. Do you have anything else or are we... I think that's it for me. I don't have any other news or things of that nature.
The acronym for this week is going to be...
Oh, Lord.
How do I say this?
Oh, God.
W-O-Y-A. Work on your... aim. Pew. Have a great one, girls.